Hello, audio boom. Okay, good. This is still going. This is Peggy, and I've been too lazy and too busy this morning to sit down and type out our morning walk adventures. So I thought, well, since I'm sitting here and about ready to plug in the phone and charge it anyway, why don't I just record my tale of our morning adventures on our walk. It was quite interesting. It started out just like a normal walk. Everything was going along. Sweetie nibbled on a little grass, and we thought, okay, here we go. Dogs like to eat grass, and of course, shortly thereafter, they decide they're going to throw up. So, we're walking along, and all of a sudden, we see this little puppy coming toward us just on its own. And someone who was passing by said that nobody in the area seemed to know whose dog it was. And so Dan bent down to try to pick the puppy up or to try to look and see if it had a collar. And all it seemed to have was a flea collar. And Sweetie, just about that time, decided that she was going to do her business. And, then this dog came running up, and it must not have been neutered because it was trying to get underneath her to check out her equipment. And then by that time, the grass she'd eaten started to have its effect, and she was throwing up, and Dan was trying to manage this dog that, we didn't know where it came from or what to do with it. And I said, well, why don't we just keep walking? And he said, we can't, this dog won't let us walk. It's just, and of course, Sweetie was giving little irritated growls. And about this time, this person that we see a lot on our walks lives in the area we were walking in. He's a real positive person, really into motivational speakers and stuff. And I mean, he's fun to just chit chat with. As we're walking along, we stop, how you doing? Oh, I am just screaming with joy, and just really positive. So we thought, he came walking up and he said, oh, you found my puppy. And, it wasn't his puppy. He was just making conversation. And he's saying, I can just see the love, that you have. And this, now you've found another puppy and you'll have two dogs, And I'm trying to keep Sweetie under control. She just finished throwing up, and she's trying to avoid this other dog that's trying to get under her. And, Dan's trying to drive the other dog away while talking to this person who, was just Mr. Positive but didn't have a clue what was going on. And Dan finally picked the dog up, the puppy up in his arms, just to kind of keep him away from Sweetie. And, and this guy was, oh, and you picked that puppy up with such love. I can just see the love that you have. And we're just thinking, you are totally missing the point of this. We just need to get away from this dog. And, I said, if we had our car with us, we could just drive it to a shelter or our vet or something and see if it has a microchip. And he goes, that's a great idea, Peggy. Yeah, that's the way to think, And I think he has a car because he's talked about driving to San Francisco and things like that before, but totally missing the situation. And we finally managed to say, well, we got to get going. Okay, have a good day. And Dan carried the dog in his arms while I walked with Sweetie. And we got to this park nearby where a lot of people have dogs and stuff, even though we'd already heard that nobody knew whose dog that was. Dan carried the dog into the park and, was talking to someone who said she would see if she could try to find its owner. They had seen kind of which way it came from. She was going to put a post on our neighborhood message board. I haven't seen anything come through. But so then we got that done. We got rid of the other dog and kept on walking home. And then we ran into another situation where there was the postman delivering mail. Some dogs that were walking in front of us started barking at him, which, of course, made Sweetie start to bark because she hates the postman. And so we all had to kind of stop. The mailman had to get out of the way so that those other dogs could move on, so that we could move on. It was just the craziest walk that I've ever seen. But I just, the thing that stuck with me was this guy, Mr. Positive guy, that had no clue what the situation was and just talked, "Oh, and another dog, and you are so loving, and I saw the love with which you picked up that little puppy in your arms. It's not love, honey. It's trying to keep these dogs under control." It was just crazy. Oh my gosh. So anyway, and I know I've done that same kind of thing where I'm just so into my own little world that I am totally clueless as to what the bigger picture is. But oh my gosh, I hope they found whoever that dog belonged to. But we couldn't get out of the situation because Mr. Positivity was there being positive without a clue of the situation. And people say I'm blind. Anyway, so that was our adventure, and it was nice to finally get back home, and Sweetie's lying on the couch over on the other side of the couch, being quiet for once in her life until the postman comes or something. But anyway, so that was our morning adventures, and not much else going on. I will be singing for Good Friday this evening, and so we'll have to walk Sweetie early. Hopefully our afternoon walk will be more pleasant than our morning walk. Anyway, just thought I would share. I hope you all are having a nice day. And for those who celebrate it, I hope you have a happy and blessed Easter and a good weekend otherwise. Okay, let's see if I can stop this thing. Where is... Publish. Let's do publish and see what I can do with this.